WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. A Bryan man with 11 prior convictions, mostly for property crimes, is returning to prison after admitting to taking two pairs of designer boots. 39-year-old Scott Jones was sentenced to 13 years by a Brazos County District Court jury.
13 years certainly sends the clearest message that that enough is enough, and at some point it no longer is about the defendant. It has to be about the community, and it has to be about business owners, large and small, who have all been the victims of this defendant.
Assistant District Attorney Kevin Kapp says the jury not only knew about the thefts from the Mule Barn at the mall, but about his arrest for four shopliftings at local Walmart stores. There was an armed robbery of a neighborhood convenience store in North Bryan Tuesday night. You can watch video provided by Bryan Police on our website at WTAW.com. The clerk working at Guerrero's Grocery on San Jacinto was struck and received minor injuries from one of the three suspects whose faces were covered. The men ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. It's going to take almost 5 years for Brazos County to get new computer software for the criminal justice departments. A nearly $4 million contract with a new provider was approved this week. This follows the first provider going out of business last summer. Commissioner Sammy Catalina was part of the committee that developed the recommendation, which received unanimous approval.
You know, we had to realize, number one, that we didn't have a whole lot of time. We didn't have a whole lot of choices. They worked real hard to make this happen. We feel really secure with what we've done. We feel like that we've got the best deal for the best part of the money. Eric and them have a lot of things in place to make sure that on this contract that we get what we pay for this time and to make sure it works.
The county continues legal action against the first company, which filed bankruptcy in an effort to recover $2.6 million spent on developing software that was never completed. The original agreement was approved in November 2011. Installation of the software approved this week won't be completed until October of next year. The Bryan School Board has a new central office administrator and has brought back an incentive for teachers thinking of leaving the district. Last month, Bryan ISD's Human Resources Director Lee Felder resigned. The board at this week's meeting approved expanding the position to include support services. Filling the position is the principal at the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. Leroy Morales is in his second year with the district. After taking off last year, the school board has brought back a $500 incentive for teachers who will tell the district by February 27th they are leaving. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque says that will give principals a start on which positions need to be filled when a career fair is held the following day.
We know from research that the very best applicants tend to come available actually now through March. And as the spring progresses and certainly summer, those high-quality applicants begin to tail off rapidly.
Only teachers are being offered the incentive. There could be one fewer advisory committees in College Station. At the last city council meeting, Mayor Nancy Berry received support to discuss eliminating the Landmarks Commission as a separate body due to a lack of interest.
We only had one person apply for the Landmark Commission, and we have like six openings. And I'd like to, since we created the Landmark Commission by ordinance, I'd like to come back and look at whether we want to continue to have the Landmark Commission or have it put under the HPC.
HPC stands for the City's Historical Preservation Commission, where four appointments were made at the last council meeting. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in the peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are the numbers.
Cloudy skies will persist across the area through at least the first half of today. We should try to clear from west to east this afternoon. Highs today about 45 to 50. Tonight's skies will become clear. Lows will be near 35. During the day tomorrow, we'll have sunshine. We're going to be up to about 55 to 60. It's clear tomorrow night with lows near 40. Saturday, bright sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday are going to be around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There goes 8-11. Oh, wait, I got another Oscar category. This was the Patrick, this is the one you wanted, okay? So we got that.
Adapted screenplay, the nominees are.
Thanks.
I'm kidding. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. We will, however, read for you later on today the Razzie nominations.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that are important.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In the meantime, simply because somebody had enough time on their hands, they have put together the top names by profession. The top names by profession. If you're a police officer, the top names are Wayne, Kevin, and Lewis. Wayne, Kevin, and Lewis. If you're a car salesman, the names are Travis, Clay, and Larry. If you're a farmer, Marlon, Dwayne, and Elwood.
No way.
How many people do you know named Marlon?
How many farmers do you know?
Are these the most common or simply distinct in their profession?
No, it says the highest percentage. The highest percentage, okay. For insurance salesmen, it's Garrett, Dalton, and Mac. And for lawyers, it's William, Norton, and Marshall. Just saying.
I know a few people in each of those professions. None of them have those names.
Well, they're not common. What can I say? You have uncommon friends.
Oh, my friends aren't common. Oh, I was going to say the names are.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's, all right. Okay. State Representative John Rady joins us from Austin. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. Let's start, first of all, the governor with his farewell address today at, 2:30 this afternoon.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll just listen, see what he has to say.
Yeah, to go over his 14-year reign as governor, but actually, I guess, spending about 30 years in the state government.
We had a little discussion about that one day this week already about him. I think we did a little resolution honoring him for his 30 years' worth of service to the state, and we're proud of him for that. Wish him best.
Sure. Earlier this week, we had an open vote for the Speaker of the House. First time that's happened in about 40 years. Presuming that you were among the vast majority who voted for the Speaker?
Yes, I was, and I'm proud of that vote. I truly like Joe Strauss. I think he's a really decent human being. I don't view him as the liberal that some folks do. And the one thing I can always say about Speaker Strauss is he has always told me your job is to vote your district. And I think that is a pretty good way of handling it. He's never come to me and said, I want you to vote for this bill or that bill. And I appreciate that.
John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. One of the things I guess that we don't necessarily understand in the Brazos Valley or see, because both you and Representative Cassell are in a situation that's pretty well defined. You understand your constituency, and the majority seem to be pleased with what your service has been. But tell me, I have to believe that part of the reason that they had the public vote for Speaker was so that those districts where it's a little bit dicier, you would know how those representatives necessarily stood.
You know, I think that kind of cuts both ways. The folks that were supporting Scott Turner wanted to have an open vote, and those that were supporting Joel Strauss wanted to have an open vote. And I think it kind of, you see who is for you and who's against you, I guess you would say. Although I view my vote as a vote for the district and a vote for the people of Texas. We're going to need good leadership. The Speaker has a proven record of conservative voting, although some would question that. I don't know why. I've looked at it real closely. We've done lots of conservative things during his time in office, and I'm pleased.
Well, one of the things, of course, he's done is he's brought some Democrats into the tent to be able to get some legislation passed that's pretty significant. But also, there's a lot of legislation that folks felt like in the last session didn't even come to the floor because of Strauss. And I know that there are probably some very conservative members who, again, that's the reason that they wanted to get the open vote so that everybody'd know who stood on what side. Are there going to be ramifications for those people who did not vote for the speaker, in your view?
You know, I don't see that coming from Joe Strauss. I don't think he's vindictive in any way. I just don't see it now. There may be other folks in the process that don't like it, but I frankly am one of those guys said they voted, they've got to vote, they're entitled to vote the way they want to.
Sure. John Rainey joining us from Austin. So what's on the agenda for you this week?
Well, mainly this week is just a ceremonial. We're going to have a vote today on the rules. I don't expect any major changes in rules. I'm sure there'll be some amendments offered, but I don't expect that much will change. Those rules have served well, and I think they will continue to serve well.
All right, so we'll have lots of parties, lots of shaking of hands, then we're going to get to work next week, huh?
Well, yeah, we're doing things.
Okay.
But yes, you're right.
Okay.
It takes when the committee assignments come, and I expect and hope to continue the two committees I'm on. I can tell you one thing. The day I got my committee assignments, appropriations met that day, and we met every day for about 2 months.
I remember that. Yeah, that's a full-time job almost by itself, isn't it?
It is, and so I'm looking forward to that process. I would like to start reviewing some of those agencies a few every session. I think they need to be looked at a little closer, and that's one of the things I'm going to work toward. But the main thing that we have to do is take care of Bryan and College Station first, and then we'll take care of the other things as we move on.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. How's that?
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you. John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. We'll visit with Kyle Cassell tomorrow. And starting next Wednesday, we'll also visit with State Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW. Right now, we'll turn our attention to the city of Bryan. And the library folks are here. Larry Kinniger is here this morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Director of Library Services. Is that pretty much right?
That's it.
Okay. Now, for folks who don't know, Larry, you and Mary moved down here from where? Iowa, is that
Iowa,
right?
Yes.
You have any friends you were talking to with the weather last week?
I had a person that was -8 where they are, and snow on the ground, and I thought, I'm so glad I moved.
Yeah, that not having to go to work, and I don't know, I'm not sure, are the libraries in Iowa busier because it's warm in there, or they're not busy because it's so cold outside?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes you think, oh, it's so cold, nobody will be out, and we'll be packed solid.
Sure.
So you can't read people.
Understand. Well, obviously, you've been in the business a long time, and the things that libraries do now has a lot more to do than just books and programs, and one of the things with tax time coming up is that the library is there to help people out.
Right. We've got AARP is starting up February 2nd. They'll be with us to the 15th. Work in both library buildings. The schedules are different across. We do have some nights and weekends at both locations, but if people need times, if they'll call the library or go online to our website, they can find the schedule for the...
Okay, now, and all the forms that they need are there at the library?
Well, the forms have changed a little bit this year. We got a notice from the IRS a couple of weeks ago. They're sending 1040s, 1040As, 1040EZ forms, no instructions.
Okay.
So if you don't feel comfortable just winging it and filling in boxes on a form, you will need to contact the IRS directly. You can do that through their website, or you can do it through an 800 number, and they'll send those to you at your home.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, though, can they download those and print those at the library for a cost?
They can. We charge 10 cents a page. A lot of the forms, it's a two-page deal. There's a form and the instructions.
Sure.
That's all one deal. But when you're talking the 1040, the instructions that come with that are somewhere up to 50 pages.
Okay, just so people know, that's what it would cost if they wanted to print it there, though.
Right.
They could do that, but
exactly.
Probably best to get it mailed out. Okay, so, and tell us what the website is so they can see that.
The government website is irs.gov, and then our local website is bcslibrary.com. cajunlibrary.org.
Okay. And you brought the Cajun librarian with you today, didn't you? Cindy's here this morning.
Hi.
Cindy, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, good.
I'm fine.
Let's talk the other side of the program, and that is the programs that you have available at the Bryan Library, Bryan and College Station Libraries.
Yes, I'm the fun part of this.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody wants to talk taxes. Nobody wants to do that. No.
No. I just wanted to let everybody know in College Station and Bryan that we are definitely still doing programs in the spring. They're all out of the box this time. A little bit strange. We're literally playing mini golf in the library.
Whoa. Kevin, you get your chance, buddy, right here, mini golf in the library.
Yeah. We were looking at the library, the book stacks going, whoa, this would make great, great courses. And so we're doing that this spring.
That's code for somebody who was really bored.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we're actually having a super spy camp. We're actually going to teach children how to be sneakier.
Good, your Paris will love that.
Making chia pets. We're of course, crafts. We're doing mad scientist labs.
Now, let's stop with the chia pet thing.
Okay,
so now, do you cast ahead and do the chia thing, seeds in it, or how does that, what's that about?
No, the 4-H club is coming, and we decorate, like, little cups.
Oh.
And we put the seeds.
I was thinking we could get a Kevin chia pet.
We could try.
You gotta be like that?
Just give me a little old plaster of his head, and we can get that hair growing.
Rock and roll, yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you get paid to be in there. It's okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, but you can grow little chia things
little
in a cup. That'll be fun.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and we're helping kids be like mad scientists. We're doing a little bit different in ways of story times where we're having themed story times. You can come to the library in your pajamas. You can, you know, come as a pirate or a superhero. We're also really building up a lot of our teen programs right now. We're starting up a teen advisory board, so teenagers between 7th and 12th grade can come and they actually come and decide what programs to have in the library.
Oh,
yes.
Very good. Yeah.
They get volunteer hours for being there, volunteer hours for the teen programs. And we're also going to be having a job skills training program for them this summer. And adult-wise, we have e-book classes, multicultural, international films. You name it, we've got it.
So we got a list someplace for all these programs?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
On our website,
okay.
vcslibrary.org. I know that now by heart.
There you go. Now, when do things pretty much kick off?
The kickoff. Oh, man. You asked me these questions.
When do we get started on these things?
Okay, yeah. Well, now these programs are
okay.
coming. Actually,
okay.
We're starting this Saturday. That Mad Scientist program is this Saturday. And then Sunday, now that's the Larry J. Ringer Library.
Okay.
Over at the Clara B. Mounts Library in Bryan, we have a Martin Luther King celebration party that day, too. So, yeah, no, all that is just look at it's every month we've got something going on.
Something new and different. All right.
Yes.
That's what's going on at the library. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, no problem.
You bet. We visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
It's going to be a complicated day on Wall Street, but not a positive one. We have disruptions in world markets that are shaking Wall Street once again after yesterday's better than 180-point drop. In Switzerland today, that country lifted the cap on how high its currency could go against the euro and the dollar, and it is soaring. Now, it's had the rather perverse effect of driving the Swiss stock market down 11%. So that's shaken up European markets. Asia was actually firm in overnight trading. India is cutting rates, now shifting its worry to growth rather than inflation. So it's joining the countries that are now cutting rates to bolster economic growth, which is pretty much everyone around the world. Oil resuming its slide back below $48 a barrel today. That'll pressure energy stocks. It is earnings season. We'll see how individual stocks fare as the reports come out. But right now, stock index futures are weaker. Gold is rallying to a flight to quality, while we have U.S. Treasury bond yields falling as investors pile their money into Treasury bonds for safekeeping as well.
True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Dealers.com.
Texas A&M basketball team in Baton Rouge on Saturday, 10:30, our broadcast, 11 o'clock tip time against LSU. Tavario Miller has practiced his way back into some playing time for the Aggies. He's performed now in our last three ball games. Head coach Billy Kennedy and this thought on the sophomore from Houston Wheatley, Tavario Miller.
Well, the one thing with Tavario, he went through a stretch where he was considering redshirting. And the one thing that was obvious to us is we lack toughness around the basket. And Tavario's our toughest guy around the basket, physically competes, pushes guys out, will foul you hard. He's got to get better finishing around the basket, taking care of the ball. But we really lacked, that before the Alabama game. And so we said, hey, we're going to go with toughness. We need somebody who's going to foul hard, rebound.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on Tavario Miller. The Aggies and LSU in Baton Rouge Saturday, 10:30 broadcast on this station, 11 o'clock tip time. That's an Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Did you know that one of the earliest iterations of the office chair was invented by Charles Darwin? That's right. Mr. Darwin is partially responsible for our modern-day office chairs. He went so far as to add wheels to his personal lab chair so he could get to his specimens more quickly. At Wilton's Office Works, the majority of their office chairs already come with wheels. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Well, I did it again. Had just a little too much turkey. Must have been the turkey. Certainly couldn't have been the pie. How about you? Overdo it this year? Is it time to stop making excuses and get serious about dropping a few pounds? Yep, I understand. And you know, that's what's so special about Dr. Steelman's home diet from the Activate Company. It's the doctor's office diet that you use at home. Now, unlike some weight loss programs, it adapts to your lifestyle. Thousands of people have done it, and I'm one of them. Do you know 91% of the people who have tried this diet have lost weight and said it's the easiest thing they have ever done to lose weight? It's a plan that works like no other, and you can only get it at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. I have an anomaly for you today. As with all our stories, a true tale. And this one of a fellow who was both skilled and troublesome. James was a skinny teenage lad when he knocked at the door of the Army recruiter. He wanted to join. As with all recruiters, this one was happy just to have another body to add to the roster of enlistees. But this one wanted to go into medicine. Did he have training? No. Did he have experience? No. What made him qualified for the medical corps? Well, nothing, except he thought that he'd love it. But in the early 1800s, when our fledgling army needed men and doctors more than protocol, they took young James Berry and they assigned him to a medical unit. Within a year and a half, James, who was still only 19 years old, was named assistant surgeon. James loved the Army and medicine, and he thrived. He studied, he worked, and with that kind of dedication, within 12 years, he became surgeon major. But there was more to come. Yes, he actually rose to the highest rank in our military medical corps. James Berry was named Inspector General of the United States Army Medical Corps. But all was not roses with James. He was a troubled man. He was known to have a number of problems with his superior officers and was frequently disciplined for some rather bad behavior. On at least one occasion that we know of, while James was stationed at the Cape of Good Hope, he fought a duel. Now, that's not exactly how the Army wants its officers to act. But his skill as a doctor and surgeon was well known, and the Army was not going to get rid of such a talented physician because of some rowdy behavior. Now, if it wasn't enough that James held the highest rank in the U.S. Military Medical Corps and was honored and respected, and that he was also something of a loner and on too many occasions a discipline problem, then there was one other thing that made him different. But it was something that wasn't discovered until July 25, 1865. That was the day Inspector General James Berry passed away. You see, it's a little-known fact that on that day, we discovered something even more remarkable about this fellow. And that is, he wasn't a fellow. Nope, it's true, folks. James Berry, the highest-ranking medical officer in the United States Army, was a woman.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Today, another reason to be very careful about what you're liking on Facebook. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. When you're making a business presentation, you need a projector that'll help you grab people's attention and bring your ideas to life. But not all business projectors are created equal. That's why you need to go with the number one selling projector brand in the world, Epson. Epson is the only brand to use 3 LCD technology in all of its projectors. And that's important because 3 LCD technology delivers better color than the leading competitors. How do Epson's projectors deliver better color? First, they have 3 times higher color brightness. And second, they have up to 3 times wider color gamut. It's that simple. With Epson business projectors, you get better, more accurate color. No wonder 9 out of 10 people prefer images from Epson over the leading competitors. Here is something else you need to know. Epson projectors project images up to 25 times larger than a flat panel. So in your next meeting, if you want to go big and bring your ideas to life with better color, get an Epson business projector. Epson, built to perform. Over the years, I've consistently warned about how even the most innocent things, when posted on social media, can cause you harm. And now there's even more proof. When using artificial intelligence software to analyze the likes of Facebook users, researchers at Cambridge and Stanford find that they can identify individual personalities, get this, more accurately than the person's own family members. More than 86,000 Facebook users volunteered for the experiment. By analyzing only 10 likes, the computer knows more about you than your coworkers. With 150 likes, it'll know you better than a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister. With 300 likes, the computer knows more about you than your spouse. By the way, the average Facebook user posts 225 likes. In short, be careful what and who you like, because you can forget about the NSA. We are our own worst enemies. Get all the breaking tech news at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Northgate could become home to a parking lot of food trucks. The subject was brought up at the last College Station City Council meeting by James Benham, following several requests from food truck operators.
The owner of that parking lot has expressed interest in that happening in his lot. So you have a willing sellers and a willing lesser of the spot.
Benham called the concept a food truck park.
If you've been to Portland or Austin or any other city that has these, they're fairly popular. I wanted staff to make sure that if our ordinance allows it, that we give the parameters to these people so they can proceed quickly. If our ordinance does not allow it, that we have a discussion in front of council.
The location is the parking lot behind the IHOP restaurant at University and College. A Bryan man who admitted to shoplifting designer boots on 2 consecutive days at the same store the year before last is headed to prison. Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 39-year-old Scott Jones to 13 years. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capps noted Jones had 11 prior convictions and was in jail facing trial for 4 more shoplifting charges.
With his criminal record and with the amount of offenses that he had been committing since he had most recently been released from prison, it wasn't a question of if he was going to commit a new offense and create another victim, but it was a question of when.
Jones pleaded guilty to thefts the day after and 2 days after Christmas in 2013 from the Mule Barn at the mall. Capps says Jones was found after a store employee followed him outside and took a picture of the getaway vehicle. Brazos County Commissioners approved an agreement more than 3 years ago to replace computer software affecting criminal justice operations that includes the courts and law enforcement. After the first company went out of business and filed bankruptcy last summer, the county this week signed a contract with a second vendor to replace what is now 15-year-old system. Unanimous approval was given to the nearly $4 million agreement following a recommendation from a committee that included Commissioner Sammy Catalina.
We're not going to make everybody happy with what we're doing. All we can do is to get in this deal and get it all working and go ahead and then change things as we go along as we need to. I think Tyler Technologies is going to work with us to make this happen. I know this committee, these people have done a lot of work and a lot of effort put in this deal to make sure that this is good, we're getting what we're paying for, and we're going to make it work, and I appreciate everything they've done.
Installation isn't scheduled until October of next year. The county is also continuing a lawsuit attempting to recoup $2.6 million paid to the original company before defaulting on its contract from November 2011. Personnel actions at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included the return of offering teachers an incentive to announce they're leaving sooner rather than later. If teachers give notice by February 27th, they'll receive $500 in their August paycheck. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roke says this helps principals who will be scouting new hires during the spring and when district holds a career fair February 28th.
The state allows contractual employees to provide notice up to 45 days before the first day of instruction, which is around July 4th.
That's less than ideal, yes.
Yes.
Only teachers qualify for the incentive, which was not offered to anyone in Bryan ISD last year. The school board also hired a district's new human resources director, which followed last month's resignation of Lee Felder. The current principal at Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School, Leroy Morales, will move to the central office in what Dr. Roki says is a position that will also include support services.
Our ambition and purpose is to take support services and auxiliary services from the business finance department, which is Amy Draws' area, over to actually under my area, to give her some relief as we begin a multitude of construction, facilities, renovation-type projects.
No decision has been made on who will take over at MC Harris. The latest armed robbery was at a neighborhood convenience store in North Bryan. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the video provided by Bryan Police of three men taking cash from Ghetto's grocery store on San Jacinto. The store clerk was struck by one of the men, resulting in minor injuries. A Robertson County grand jury has indicted former district attorney John Pascal on a felony charge of misapplication of fiduciary funds. He's out on bond after turning himself in at the sheriff's office. The Eagle reports Pascal is accused of misusing money while serving as executor of the estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. The indictment follows an investigation the Eagle reported last August involved three state agencies. That followed a civil lawsuit that was later dismissed, which was filed by a distant relative of Pascal's client, Miriam Oscar. Open carry gun activists wandering the hallways of the state capitol have some state lawmakers calling for heightened security.
The problem began when several open carry activists visited the offices of one of the opponents of the issue, State Rep Pancho Nevarez.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a tyrant to the Constitution of the United States of America.
You won't be here very long, bro.
I won't be. I'm
we the people are coming to take Texas back.
The group did finally leave without incident, but it has lawmakers asking for more power and heightened security.
This amendment adds to the list that every member controls the discretion and access in their office.
State Rep Trey Martinez Fisher's amendment now gives the lawmakers more power over their own office, even allowing for panic buttons to be installed. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8:41. It's 40 degrees. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Are you that guy who plans ahead for Valentine's Day, or do you want to be that guy who plans ahead for Valentine's Day this year? David Gardner's reminds you it's a month from yesterday. It is a month from yesterday, and that gives you plenty of time to come in and have a look at the selection they have at David Gardner's of DG Creations, but also other jewelry designers, or this could be your first year that you're deciding that you want to find a Valentine present, or maybe it's been a while since you've gone to a jewelry store for a Valentine present. For any of those reasons, David Gardner there to kind of traverse you through the big selections that they do have. Want to know what your likes and dislikes are? Want to know what your price range is? Want to know kind of if you have some specifics as to what you're looking for, they'll guide you to that. If you have no idea, then they'll kind of give you an overview. But the idea is, because David Gardner's has been here for 30-plus years, they understand this can be uncharted territory for you. They want to make it easy for you to fit within your price range and also the look that you think that person would want or maybe that you want to see on them. It's something to think about. There you go. It's, of course, your authorized Rolex dealer as well. If you want to make it a Rolex Valentine's Day, David would have no problem with that at all. They're located at 911 University.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
844, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They bring you Lennox, which keeps your family comfortable year-round. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Cloudy skies will persist across the area through at least the first half of today. We should try to clear from west to east this afternoon. Highs today about 45 to 50. Tonight's skies will become clear. Lows will be near 35. During the day tomorrow, we'll have sunshine. We're going to be up to about 55 to 60. It's clear tomorrow night with lows near 40. Saturday, bright sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday are going to be around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay. Well, I need to go back and clarify. We did the name job thing.
Okay.
And actually, the headline on the story was wrong.
Uh-huh.
I wondered. It's actually what it means is if your name is this, you are more likely to have this job.
Oh, okay.
Rather than this job has this is the most common name. So to kind of back it up and report it correctly, if your name is Wayne, Kevin, Lewis, Raymond, Timothy, or Kim, you are more likely a police officer. If your name is Travis, Clay, Larry, Bob, Allen, or Pete, you are more likely to be a car salesman. If you're Marlon, Dwayne, Elwood, Davis, Darren,
you're a Blues Brother.
Mavis, Darren, or Delbert, you are a farmer, right? If you're Garrett, Dalton, Mac, Clark, Brent, or Patty, you're an insurance salesperson. If your name is William, Norton, Marshall, Augustus, Sicily, or Sanford, you are an attorney.
Sicily?
I don't know. Got that. Now, so if I say to you, Tyson, do you know what that means?
No.
They make
really?
Good chicken?
Sounds Tyson or Tyson.
Tyson.
T-I-Z-E-N.
Tyson. Yes, Tyson.
I've heard of it before.
Okay. Tyson is supposed to be the Android killer.
Oh.
Yes. Samsung has come out with this new phone called Tyson. Okay, a new system called Tyson. All right? And so they decide where they're going to go. And the thing is, I think they're trying to drag people away from Google, you know. And so what they've done is they've decided we're going to launch this. Samsung's doing it. They're South Korean, by the way, in India. And I just was watching a little video review of it during your news. I'm sorry I didn't listen.
oh, because I had already talked about it in the news.
The Z1 device went on sale in India yesterday for $92.
Whoa.
Targeting first-time smartphone buyers, the world's number one smartphone maker said in a statement, the no-nonsense handset, one of Samsung's cheapest, sports a 4-inch display, plastic body, and a simplified user interface. And I'm an Android person, and looking at it, it's very similar. It is very, very similar. Now, you know, digging into it, I don't know. And again, I don't use my phone for nearly all the stuff it can do, I'm sure. But, you know,
when they say 92, is it like our 92? I mean, is that what the contract?
Yes, no, 92. No. Oh, I don't know. I do not know if it is the unit separate from a contract. Mm. I do not know, of course, obviously, how they do that over
right.
there. Tizen has been deployed only in Samsung smartwatches and cameras, leading some analysts to doubt if it would ever power devices in the crucial smartphone business. The mobile division as a whole accounted for about 68% of their profit in 2013. So obviously if they're going to dump it in there, they think it can make it.
Well, they've got a 64-bit version of that, which is pretty neat.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so there you go. You heard about it here maybe first, but that's supposedly what's
certainly me.
All right. Let's talk about what's really important, and that is the Razzies.
Yes.
Okay. We gave you the first. That's right. We gave you the first names of all the nominees for the Oscars, so that's fine. But let's talk about the worst movies of 2014. Okay. The winners, if you will. You know, will be announced on February the 21st. So. That'll be coming up. That's the Saturday before the Oscars being on, what, Sunday night, I guess? Worst picture, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, Left Behind, The Legend of Hercules, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Transformers Age of Extinction.
Hmm.
Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, Annie, Atlas Shrugged, who is John Galt, The Legend of Hercules, wow, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yes, and Transformers Age of Extinction.
Aha.
Man, if you get nominated for two Razzies, that has to tell you things are really going great.
Make a whole pie with those.
The Redeemer Award, They've won a Razzie in the past, but performance in 2014 redeemed them. Ben Affleck for Geely and to Gone Girl, which supposedly is a pretty good movie. Jennifer Aniston, just because she's a four-time Razzie nominee, to Cake. Mike Myers from The Love Guru to directing Supermensch. Keanu Reeves, a six-time Razzie nominee, to John Wick. And Kristen Stewart, six-time Razzie winner for Twilight, to Camp X-Ray. Wow, Kristen Stewart has won six Razzies? That is too awesome. All right. There you go. That's all the Razzie nominations I have. They don't make a big deal about it. A pair of inventors have raised money to mass-produce a machine that serves up to 300 different cocktails in under 5 seconds.
Whoa!
Yeah, the smartphone-controlled Soma Bar machine is billed as a Wi-Fi-connected craft cocktail appliance. A Kickstarter campaign for the device asked for $50,000 to get to market, but the campaign was so popular it raised well over $300,000 instead.
Oh, my gosh. Thing looks like a Keurig.
Really? Well, yeah. They obviously have touched on something that people want to get at.
For $430.
Oh, really? The Soma Bar takes the pain out of making great cocktails and requires you to just do one thing, push a button. I guess what it does is it leads to canisters or containers the different alcohols.
It does.
Well, that's a pretty smart deal.
It could be, although the one of the cocktails they use is an old-fashioned, and I'm skeptical.
Well, again, but look.
Because there is craft to a cocktail.
Okay.
Yes.
But now, well, hang on, though. See, you got to hang on. That's the deal, is there aren't enough people out there who know what a good old-fashioned or good Rob Roy or good Manhattan is.
That's their loss.
And yes, but they'll think that's all right. You know, they'll go for that because it's quick and easy.
Some people say they like coffee and they drink Keurigs.
That's right. Hello?
Hey, I got a question. Y'all talk about Oscars and Razzies.
Yeah.
How many different awards are there for movies? I mean, like Golden Globes, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. Well, then we got the British people. And, there's too many, be my short answer. But
so, like having seven Heisman?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Participation ribbons all
That's
around.
It. That's right. Everybody gets to win something. Well, but this is a great idea, again, for people who want to get the, that's what a Manhattan tastes like, or, that's what a martini tastes like. Not really knowing that those people back behind the bar. Plus the fact, here's the other thing, is after you're in about four drinks, you really can't sit down to the Samba bar and start asking advice, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to give you advice.
Well, you could, but then they'd probably ask you to leave.
Yeah, you can't get her phone number from the Samba bar. You know, that's what I'm saying. So, we'll
sir,
see.
That's a computer. It can't help you. You know that, right?
$429.
It has an app ordering system. That's pretty neat.
Go ahead.
No,
punch it into your phone, and it Bluetooths it over to it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There you are. Kids are, well, again, obviously, they wanted $50,000. They got $300,000. So there are people who see that could be it.
Yep.
To go right along with that, hard workers are more likely to be even harder partiers. That's according to a new study involving more than 300,000 people from 14 countries. Okay, that's wide-ranging. WebMD says researchers from Finland have found that employees who work more than 48 hours a week were almost 13% more likely to drink to excess. Well, but they're in Finland than those who work 48 hours or less. Risky drinking was defined as more than 14 drinks a week for women, 21 drinks a week for men. Heavy drinking can increase a person's risk of liver disease, cancer, stroke, heart disease, and mental health disorders. Study published in BMJ, which used to be the British Medical Journal, says that many workers may be using alcohol as a mental and physical painkiller or for soothing the transition from work to home. On a nice note, kids recovering from surgery may have less pain if they can listen to their favorite music during recovery. New study out of Northwestern looked at kiddos 9 to 14 dealing with some postoperative surgical pain as patients at Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago. Kids were allowed to choose from a list of pop, country, classic, or rock music and short audio stories. The result was listening to music or stories for at least 30 minutes help distract kids enough from the pain to feel less of it. U.S. News and World Report says finding new ways to control post-surgical pain, important because narcotic painkillers obviously can cause some problems for kids. That means doctors typically limit the amount of narcotics given after surgery, which means then the pain can sometimes not be well controlled. Also had a story this morning that if you play music or have a kid laugh before they get a shot, it doesn't hurt as much. Well, that's the other thing, if you just distract them, right?
I mean, sure.
You know, most cases, it's over pretty quickly. You don't have to worry about that. Right, about 5 till.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or their regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue and College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical meets tactical.
Hey, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. We would do this on this date in history, but this is pretty significant. Today is this is when the miracle on the Hudson took place.
Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah. Well, again, pretty doggone amazing thing. And that's something, boy, if you want to sit your kiddos down and let them see something on TV that I think they ought to. That was a pretty cool deal. And, you know, there are a lot of people who say, well, look, those airplanes take off by themselves. They land themselves. There's a perfect example of the reason that those people are right there in the cockpit, because something like that just could happen. And, again, pretty spectacular. And because it was where it was, they were able to capture it all right there. Okay, so Keith Richards sitting at a bar. I know, there's nothing amazing about that, right? Anyway, he's sitting at a bar. On Parrot's Cay Island in the Turks and Caicos over the New Year's break. He's sitting at this little bar on the beach. Up comes Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
Sits down and says, "Who the blank are you?" Justin looks at him and says, "I don't know, man. Who the blank are you?" And so then Keith Richards says, "You're a man. I respect that." And turned around and walked away. Then a few minutes later, some other old guy walks up to Justin and says, "Keith Richards wants to have a drink with you." Well, suddenly he realized that old guy who he had just dissed was, in fact, Keith Richards. So the two celebs sat down, had a few drinks together, and nobody got hurt. But one source claims that Keith told Justin, "Look, let's just get one thing straight. You're a wannabe." They did exchange phone numbers and walk away. But, I mean, would you ever put those two together
No.
in any universe?
No, but I'd like to be a fly on the wall to hear what they did talk about.
Man, just amazing. All right, just because you need a bar to set yourself a goal, the average U.S. American consumer will spend $121 this year on Valentine-related gifts. $121. Not pressure, just letting you know, okay? As long as your significant other's not listening right now, you're fine. Okay. Biggest tearjerker movies.
Brian's Song.
You know, it's not even on here.
They're wrong.
Yeah, I know.
They have up.
Oh, well.
Give me a break. The first 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Love Story, Gone with the Wind, Bambi, Marley and Me, Steel Magnolias, Old Yeller, Top 3, Saving Private Ryan, My Little Dinghy, and The Notebook. Give me a
break. Oh, come on. No, The Notebook. I don't know if I was ugly crying because I wasn't looking at a mirror, but uncontrollable sobbing.
Really?
I can't believe it.
Really?
Wow. It happened.
Man, all right. This date in 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, then known as the Pemberton Medicine Company, was originally incorporated in Hotlanta. Still there. James Naismith published the Rules for Basketball. Had nothing to say about a glass backboard. It was 1892. First building to be completely covered in glass, built in 1936. The Owens Illinois Glass Company, imagine that. 1943, the Pentagon opened up in Arlington. The first Super Bowl in 1967, 63,000 people there to attend. 1974, Happy Days premiered. In 2001, Wikipedia went online. WTAW College Station, Bryan.